This podcast is not safe for work and will feature movie spoilers. It will feature scenes described of a graphic nature. It will contain language which most listeners may find offensive. Welcome to the podcast Under the Stairs. Hi everyone and welcome to the podcast Under the Stairs. This is the first episode in our brand new series, the Choose Your Own Horror Podcast Adventure. That's right, I kicked this off a couple of weeks ago where I introduced the theme, what we were going to be doing on this brand new segment, and excitedly put up four titles, four movies I'd never seen before from approximately 2006 onwards. And kind of swung out the, this is what we're thinking of, let's see what we're going to do. You guys need to pick a movie, and from there we will spiral choices out to see how many episodes we can get into this before we run out of options. We run out of steam, ladies and gents. Now we'll kick it back off again and start from scratch. So from the four choices you had, you guys selected Bug from 2006, directed by the great William Friedkin. I say the great William Friedkin because he did The Exorcist, which gives him a lifetime pass in horror circles. That guy could literally defecate on an infant's head and he would get a lifetime pass. We'd let him off because he's the guy that did The Exorcist. True story, true story. So anyway, that was the plan. Swung it out there, you guys picked it. So I will be doing a review of that movie on this episode. But you might be wondering yourself, how is this any different, Duncan, than any other show where the audience picks a movie for Duncan to review? And that is a fucking good question. And I thought long and hard about this, and then I thought, well, the exciting thing is that at the end of this review, you'll have four movie choices. Four movies that I will not seen before, but they're not, how to put this, they will be tangentially linked to the suggestion here, but they're not going to be four William Friedkin movies or four Michael Shannon movies or anything like that. They will have elements from this movie as a way to branch out. So you'll have four different subgenre choices to choose from, and where we go from there then branches out more choices and then more choices, and we will go in directions that you would not be able to plan just in a right audience, pick some movies and we'll do them. This time we could go all over the shop, and that's the exciting and maybe at the same time dangerous part, because there's a very good chance we very quickly end up in shitty movie territory. There's also the ability to end up in cinema fucking gold. So, yeah, you guys are in control. This is your journey. I am but the gatekeeper to a journey of movies that we will hopefully embark on together. That's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping that whoever picks these movies, whatever the audience selects, we all try and go through them together. And I have plans, loftier plans, moving down the line to have some audience feedback. So maybe on the next episode, you'll have a month to write in your thoughts about the movie Bug, and then we'll feed them in as well. So we have this interchanging, constantly moving selection of horror movies, audience feedback, and just generally spark some debate, conversation around some of the areas in horror that I'm just not familiar with. You know, some movies that I've just never seen. These four movies that I originally picked, I kind of felt when I posted them, you guys were like, how have you not seen this movie, Duncan? And I think those are fair questions. Bug, to me, is a movie that I should have seen because the pedigree of the director and the people involved with that project, acting-wise, are all within a comfortable wheelhouse of interest for me. Why I've never seen them is beyond me. So we're going to see if we can continue going on this one. It's going to be fun. I dare say there are going to be times that I get really angry at you guys. There's going to be times that I lavish praise on you, and there's going to be times when I'm just going to be like, why did I start this fucking journey? It's going to be great, and it's something, to be honest, that you can only experience on Podcasts Under the Stairs, which makes me excited. Having checked around, ain't no one else doing something like this, so we're on the forefront, ladies and gents. Give it a year and everyone will be doing it. So here we go. This is the first episode of a what will be between 5 and 6 episode week. I haven't quite decided. I'm saying 5 because 5 seems right, but if it trundles into 6, then so be it. Kicking off, obviously, starting off with your Choose Your Own Horror Podcast Adventure episode 1 dropping today. Then on Wednesday, you're going to get the first installment, ladies and gents, first part of the Russian Roulette franchise retrospective, looking at The Evil Dead. Evil Dead's 1 and 2 covered in those episodes, covered in that episode, will feature The Witch from Witch vs. the Doomsday Clock for Evil Dead, and Ryan Lewis is going to join me as well for Evil Dead 2. He's the guy that picked this franchise, and he's the guy that picked that movie. So that'll be in the first part. Then on Thursday, it is your opportunity to hear Movie Club listener reviews for a little movie known as Deathgasm. So you have until Wednesday to get your reviews in. I won't lie to you, surprising lack of effort being put in here. There's only about 4 or 5 reviews, which coming off a week where we had loads is kind of upsetting, but we'll trundle on with it. I've got plenty in the bag still to come forward, so if you are still prepared to send yours in, please get them in for Wednesday so that episode can go out on Thursday. Thursday's episode. Then on Saturday, we have a special little bonus episode. Details still to follow on that one. And then on Sunday, it's the E.T. Films Italian Collection series of reviews dropping our new review there. And then on Monday, so a week today, you'll get a very special February-based episode. So last month we did John Carpenter January. This month we're doing another little something. And then on Tuesday, you get the second installment of the Russian Roulette franchise retrospective, looking at Army of Darkness and Evil Dead the remake, featuring Andy Blockley for Army of Darkness and Scott from Scotland vs. Evil for the remake. And then on Wednesday, we're just continuing things on at Velocity. You will get another little episode dropping. That one there will be a bonus episode, a little bonus review of a brand new horror title. And then Thursday, which is the last day, which is the 28th, you will get our end of month wrap-up episode for February. So there you go, tons of episodes. What's that? That's close to 10 episodes before the month's out. Fucking ridiculous. So that in mind, let's take a break. You're going to hear promos for shows that I love. You're going to hear the trailer for this first movie covered in season 1. I'm going to season this motherfucker out of the Choose Your Own Horror Podcast Adventure. It's William Friedkin's Bug from 2006. That review coming right up right after this.
All right, all right. Welcome to the Exploding Heads Horror Movie Podcast.
Oh, Dave. Dave. Oh, what? The phone there, man. This isn't a show. It's a promo.
Oh, sorry. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
Wait, a porno? With just the three of us?
Oh.
Well, I guess I'm game if you guys are.
No, 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 you idiot. A promo.
Oh, promo. I knew that. I was just cracking wise.
Okay, can we do this now? Ah, wait, looks like I lost my notes. What are we going to do?
Of course, okay. Look, I'll handle this. All right, everybody. I'm Christian. You may know me from TJF13. This guy over here, that's Dave Z. You may know him from Banana Laser, The Skeleton Crew, The ABCs of Hidden Horror. And this guy over here, that's Brandon.
That's Brandon? That's it? That sucks, man.
Yeah, what the hell's with that? There's nothing else you can say?
No, not really.
Well, he's quick with a joke.
Or a light of your smoke.
But there's someplace that I'd rather be.
Ah, who cares about us? Let's say something about the cast.
Okay, cool. We're the Exploding Heads Horror Movie Podcast. We review, dissect, critique, and make fun of horror movies new and old.
Sounds a little bit cliche, but I guess it's okay.
Dave, why don't you tell them a little bit about some of our big shows, like the 40 Years of Horror, our top 50 slashers, even our classic format of pairing a new and an old movie together.
Yeah, and how I have to edit like 3-4 hour shows twice a month just because we watch and review so damn much.
Yeah, and how we do feature length reviews, shorter length, round robin reviews, top 20 topics, and a lot of fun interaction with listeners.
That about covers it.
All right, sounds good, guys.
I knew we could do it.
Tell the fine folks out there where to find us, Dave.
Oh, yeah. Exploding Heads Horror Movie Podcast can be found on Horrorphilia.com, the Horrorphilia Network, LegionPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, and anywhere that fine podcasts are heard.
All right, that's a wrap. Now, guys, tell me, what's the deal with this porno?
Are you the caboose or the engine? Them's the jokes, folks.
Drop those off, come to the jukebox. I want to introduce you to somebody.
You're very beautiful.
I like hearing you talk.
If you want, you can stay here tonight.
That'd be nice.
They live in your blood.
What is that?
Hey, you see it? It's a bug.
Jerry, you can't stay here.
You throwing me out?
Get out of here!
Place is crawling with these things. And they feed on your brain.
There's no bugs on your skin.
You have to dig it out.
I'll dig it out. We'll show you.
This December, from the Academy Award-winning director of The Exorcist,
open the door!
Comes the movie the Chicago Tribune calls one of the most disturbing horror movies imaginable.
We have to kill her.
They want you to know they're there.
Bug.
We'll never really be safe again.
And welcome back. So you just heard the trailer for our first movie that we're going to cover as part of this little journey that is Choose Your Own Horror Podcast Adventure. This is Bug from 2006. It's directed by the great William Friedkin, based on the screenplay by Tracy Letts. I believe that she had this as a play originally, and this is a role in this movie that Michael Shannon actually played on stage. So this is one of the really early roles in terms of the cinema presence that would become Michael Shannon for us all the way back in 2006. The cast, kind of formidable actually for the time period. We have a limited cast for most of it, but we have Ashley Judd, who was fucking huge about this time as well. She obviously dipped off a little bit after this, and to be honest with you, there's a whole reason behind that, and it's being litigated right now. I don't want to get into that. All I will say is I'm a huge fan of Ashley Judd. I was right through the very late 90s and very early 2000s. She was involved with quite a lot of thrillers that I deeply enjoyed. Michael Shannon, we have Harry Connick Jr. Oh dear God almighty, do we ever, looking young, fresh faced and rugged. We have Lynn Collins, Brian F. O'Brien, Neil Burgoyne, and Bob Neal. The synopsis for this one is: an unhinged war veteran holds up with a lonely woman in a spooky Oklahoma motel room. The line between reality and delusion is blurred as they soon discover a bug infestation, which I suppose is a synopsis we can live with, albeit it's not as clear cut as that, if we're being honest. So what I will say is, those that selected Bug, you fucking pat yourself on the back right now. I fucking love this movie. This movie is, I can't believe it's taken me that long to see it. You guys lucked out big time. This was an experience I sat down and watched last night. It was me, myself, in the living room, about 10:30, 10:45 at night, with two fingers of whiskey in a glass, set up myself down, switched this movie on, and was instantly dragged into this very taut, tense thriller. I would say, I mean, I've heard it being called a horror movie before, and I can see maybe where it starts to dip its toe in the horror pool, per se. This is definitely more a thriller in my eyes, but I would never argue with anyone that said, listen, this is a horror movie, because of some of the subject matter and what it covers. I'll also say, never has my skin crawled as much watching a movie as it did with this, and after a while, I found myself itching my arms, in a way which would not be uncommon to the actors in the roles in this movie. So yeah, there was a bit of that as well. So the whole story, kind of building it from the synopsis, really is that we have Ashley Judd's character, Agnes White. She is a bit of a junkie. She has issues because her ex-husband, played by Harry Connick Jr., Jerry, is like mega abusive. He's beat the shit out of her in the past. She's done horrible things to her, and as such, she is like moved into this hotel, motel sort of thing. She works as a waitress, and her ex keeps visiting her in a kind of horrible way. She works beside this woman played by Lynn Collins, who's fucking great in this movie. She's called RC. She introduces him to this other guy that's living in the motel called Peter, played by Michael Shannon. Peter has issues. He's damaged as well. So Agnes and Peter strike up this relationship. But the more time we spend with Peter, the more we realise that this guy isn't just a little bit unhinged. This guy is borderline crazy. Or is he? Is the question that the movie poses. He believes that he was experimented on by the government. He believes that the government have put these microscopic insects into his body, these bugs, and there's an infestation of them in the room that they're in. And at first, Agnes is very much in disbelief about it. There's no evidence. Everything that she... Well, she can't see them with her eyes for a start. And even when you put them on a magnifying glass, you can't really see them either. But over time, she starts to be sucked into this delusion that Peter seems to have about these bugs. Now, I say delusion that he seems to have. The movie never really addresses it. And I think it's one of the strengths of the movie overall is this in Peter's head? Or, you know, is this something that maybe there are these microscopic bugs and maybe he does know something that we don't know? I mean, you could take an educated guess that it is all in Peter's head. The more we get to know about him, the more we realise that this guy isn't just fucking damaged. He spent a large amount of time in the care of a guy called Dr. Sweet, played by Brian O'Brien. He's fucking great in this movie as well. You'll know him from tons of movies. His face is very familiar. You know, he's been getting treated there. And because Agnes is desperately looking for someone to connect to, is desperately looking for someone who is tender, but at the same time, because she's been so beaten down by Jerry in the past, she is like a sponge to these ideas and she starts soaking up these delusional thoughts, so much so that she turns on her best friends and will believe everything that Peter says above all, even the kind of the minor deviations in the story which start to put these kind of, well, maybe, well, you've added this on, that's not what you said before, because first it was they were in the drugs that were taking and now this is an experiment that's put them in your tooth. I mean, the movie culminates in a couple of truly fantastic, disturbing set pieces. One is that Peter believes, as time goes on, that these bugs haven't just got it under his skin, but there's an egg sac in his mouth, in his tooth, and on screen removes his tooth with a pair of pliers, and it's a long, prolonged, painful-looking scene, which is pretty horrific to watch, even though it doesn't go overtly into the sort of gore you would see around about this time when you're thinking about movies like Saw or Hostel. You're not getting that. Interestingly enough, the guy who did set design for this movie had worked on Hostel the year before, so there's a bit of a carryover from that in terms of the way the motel room looks. It's like it's two steps removed from like a torture chamber the longer you spend in it. When you throw on top of that as well the introduction of the Dr. Sweet character, a guy who is he a good guy or is he a bad guy? Because it depends what angle you take when watching this movie. If he's a good guy, he's there to kind of get Agnes away from Peter and at the same time get Peter back into the help he so desperately needs. But if he's a bad guy, he's a guy that's working from the government and he's trying to keep the fucking status quo. So, once again, I love the paranoia of this movie. This movie is drenched in paranoia, and it plays really well. I mean, if we're talking about casting here, it might be one of the most powerful Ashley Judd performances I've ever seen on screen. She fucking knocks out the park. And the accent at times that she has, sometimes slips a little bit. But for the most part, it's a great performance. The only thing that overshadows it is Michael Shannon. Michael Shannon, you can see why he became so popular as the ultimate villain on screen. You know, the psychopath that he's played, or the long arm of the law, or, you know, the kind of the guy whose moral persuasion may drift towards the dark from time to time. Yeah, it's fucking, he is phenomenal in this movie. I mean, like, the fact that this guy wasn't in Oscar contention in 2006, I think speaks a lot about the way we view cinema and the way the Academy views cinema. Because it is a tour de force from start to finish. It's a painful, pained performance which kind of skips between rational and irrational thought mid-sentence. Like, what he's saying on paper sounds kind of reasonable. And to be honest with you, we live in a society now where a lot of the stuff that Michael Shannon's saying is kind of two steps removed from flat earth and, you know, like crop dusting and, you know, government, full-on government conspiracy. I mean, we're 10 years removed from this character being on screen, and we're it's weird how much this has been normalised by quite a lot of the more mainstream thought. I think what kind of floored me about that was that there's quite a lot of guys who live in this echo chamber that Peter lives in, and have a sustained echo chamber on the internet of people that will buy into that bullshit. I mean, the movie ultimately ends with a horrific scene of self-immolation, and it's quite a tough scene to watch. But what is really weird about it is when the dust settles from this act, we're left in a situation where the Doctor's body hasn't been burned, he's dead, and our two main characters are not there, hinting at some sort of transcendental ending. Is this the drug-riddled thoughts of a couple who expand things out? Did the bugs ever exist at all? Do these characters ever really exist? Is this Agnes's brain as this drug taker taking things to the extreme? Is Dr. Sweet actually a doctor, or is he a manifestation of something else? The movie doesn't feel the need to clarify any of that, and I think that's one of its strengths. When it finished, I thought it was a really powerful crescendo statement to a great fucking thriller. A great thriller with a great cast as well. It really was just like this tour de force of cinema. I absolutely loved it. I can't stress how much I loved this movie. It made me happy. It made me happy in a lot of respects. I mean, William Friedkin, you're in a safe pair of hands here, aren't you? You're always going to be in a safe pair of hands with Friedkin. The guy's directed some of the greatest films of all time. He's directed some duds as well, so let's not... Let's not go too far in stroking this guy off. I think you have Franco Carbone, who does the production design. Like I say, he worked on Hostel the year before, which is quite interesting. You have an amazing use of sound design in this one. One that actually, when you start paying attention to it quite a bit, kind of unsettles you even more. I think that was great. You've got, I think it's Jerry Fairies, does the kind of music and soundtrack for Lionsgate, and I think that works really well. It's just a really well-constructed, put-together, paranoid movie that has shades of Lynch in here without going to the full sort of... the full level of... kind of linear distortion that maybe a Lynch movie or Lynchian movie goes down, but it definitely has moments where it starts to tread in those kind of Lynchian lines, which I thoroughly enjoyed. There's also a bit of Cronenberg in here. There's no way you can't sit here, watch this movie and use the idea of drugs and their the use of and their effect on the body, the corruption of the body and the body horror element of this movie as this kind of Cronenbergian style as well. It certainly falls into that category. I fucking loved this movie. I thought it was great. I thought the less I knew about it, the better it was for me. And when it finished, I fully intend to watch this movie again. So you guys hit a home run with Bug. Congratulations to everyone that voted for it. I know that there were some other titles in there that people are keen for. Trust me, we've got all the time in the world to come back and cover some other titles. But yeah, if I was to grade this one, it is a 4.5 out of 5. You know, it says, pretty much I loved it. And over time, it might go higher. It might go lower, actually. It might go down to a 4. I don't know on the second viewing. But as it stands just now, 4.5 out of 5 for Bug. So there we go. Now, I know what you're wondering. You're wondering, where do we go next? So let me spell out the 4 choices we have and how you can shape the horror adventure, the journey, the next steps we're going to take. And you have 4 options, ladies and gents, 4 options in which we can go down. So let me spell out my rationale, my reason. So as always, these picks will be movies that I've not seen before, hence why we might have to do this in seasons. Eventually we might get to a stage where there are no viable choices for us to choose from, but certainly in this one I've picked 4 movies which are tangentially linked either through theme or by actor to Bug. So here are your 4 options. The first one is Pi, directed by Darren Aronofsky. It's a movie that I've seen clips of but never seen the full film. It was from 1998. The central theme in that movie is paranoia, which is certainly at play in Bug. So that's your first choice. We could go with Pi from 1998. My second choice that I've went down is Suicide Club from 2001. Sion Sono directing this one. I've chosen this one because, once again, it covers the idea of suicide. Our characters, our main characters in Bug, commit suicide, or do they? Question mark. We're going to say they do for the purpose of this selection. So Suicide Club might be one that we want to go down. I've heard it's kind of arty. It's a Sion Sono movie. I've seen his later movies, but never his really early ones. So Suicide Club is certainly in the mix. So that is option number 2. Option number 3 is Fermat's Room. It's a Spanish horror movie from 2007. I remember this one getting a lot of buzz at the time. Have never seen it myself. But because it's mostly set in one room, which Bug is as well, it would make an interesting selection, that kind of one room set in horror, Fermat's Room from 2007. And then the last one, piggybacking in on the phenomenal performance by Michael Shannon in that one, I've decided to take a stab at another Shannon thriller, horror slash kind of movie. Take Shelter from 2011 by Jeff Nichols. Never seen that movie either. So that one is tangentially linked because it has another performance by Michael Shannon. So let me go back through those options, and then there'll be a poll on the day we drop this. You'll have 7 days to vote on that poll and choose where we go next in our adventure. So you can either do Pi, from 1998 by Darren Aronofsky. We can do Suicide Club from 2001 by Sion Sono. Fermat's Room from 2007, the Spanish set in one room setting horror movie. Or Take Shelter from 2011 by Jeff Nichols, starring Michael Shannon. So Pi, Suicide Club, Fermat's Room, or Take Shelter. Those are your 4 options. The poll will become live on the page the day that this episode drops, so about Monday evening-ish. The show will go out with your 4 options, we'll give you 1 week to vote on them, and that will be episode number 2 of Choose Your Own Horror Podcast Adventure. Right, I'm going to take my final break. When I come back, I'm closing out the show, and I'm doing it, ladies and gents, right after this.
You're listening to the podcast Under the Stairs.
And you've been listening to the podcast Under the Stairs. This has been your Choose Your Own Horror Podcast Adventure, episode number 1 of season 1. And we looked at Bug from 2006, directed by William Friedkin. There we go, 4.5 rating for that one. Fucking loved it. Well done, guys. Once again, huge applause for you. Let's see if you can strike with another one again from the 4 options I've given you. Pi, Suicide Club, Fermat's Room, and Take Shelter are your options. Let's see who wins out on the poll for the next one that we can choose. I'm really excited because we're ticking off movies now off the list that I've never seen before that I kind of feel like I should have. And at the moment, the promise is that all these movies will be good. I know that that won't last, but at the moment, the promise is they'll all be good. And that's what I'm just going to keep saying. They'll all be good. There's a multitude of ways to check out podcasts under the stairs. As always, I say, come across, check us at an Apple Podcast, subscribe to the feed, that way you get the shows as and when they drop, access to the entire back catalogue, leave us a rating and a review, best ways to support us there. You can check us out, Stitcher, Smart Radio, SoundCloud, Google Play, and the TuneIn app, as well as Spotify. That's right, recently available on Spotify. Come across to our website, it's tputzcast.com, and you can support us by buying merch, posters and enamel pins by going to tputzcast.bigcartel.com. There's two places you can go on Facebook if you want to interact with other listeners, post what you're watching and get involved with the conversation. You want to go at the group page, facebook.com/groups/teapotscast. If you only want to know when the shows are dropping, occasionally check out a live stream or a Thursday Thursday, then that's the Facebook page you want to go to, which is facebook.com/teapotscast. There we go. You can interact with myself and the Baz and the Twin Prongs of Social Media Sexiness, Instagram and Twitter. Both can be followed at teapotscast. And there we are, first episode of the week down, plenty more content coming your way. The podcast Under the Stairs will return on Wednesday with part one of a two-part series for the Russian Roulette franchise retrospective, looking at the Evil Dead franchise. My guests, The Witch and Ryan Lewis, will join me as we cover Evil Dead and Evil Dead 2. But until then, whenever you are, whatever the time zone is, and whatever you're up to in this big, bad world of ours, please take care of yourselves out there. This is Duncan McLeish broadcasting live from Under the Stairs, and I am signing off.
Please keep imagining.